Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
For the last segment of the day, I am going to be talking to Dr. Patrick Bennett, who is the founder and CEO of Flourish Weight Loss. And this is really interesting, particularly because the headlines, or there has been a lot in the news headlines about Ozempic versus traditional methods of weight loss. Doctor, thanks so much for joining us here on The Morning Mayhem. And I'd like to start off with your organization, your business, Flourish Weight Loss. I know that Flourish Weight Loss emphasizes a multidisciplinary approach. So can you give us a sense of what are the factors that contribute to obesity, and how do drugs like Ozempic, how do you integrate those kind of drugs with traditional strategies like nutrition and lifestyle changes?
Great. Well, I think you've asked a lot of very important questions.
All in one go. I should probably ask you one at a time.
No, not a problem at all. I'm very happy to address them because I think they all sort of lead into one another. But firstly, thank you very much for having me on the show and for bringing up such an important, very important topic, especially, you know, as we're seeing rates in South Africa in terms of obesity starting to really skyrocket. We're seeing ourselves where around 50% of the country is currently overweight or obese, and that's predicted to rise all the way up to 60% within the next couple of years. So definitely a problem with addressing, and definitely something that's almost like a silent health epidemic that's going on in the background. So obesity is a very complicated disease, and it is a disease in itself. It has a whole bunch of far-reaching things ranging from personal psychology, so its relationship with food, to hedonistic pathways, so that's the ability in the brain to start seeking pleasurable items. So that can range from anything from gambling to high-calorie foods which spike dopamine or that reward response. We know there's a huge genetic component that is involved in obesity as well. And another component called epigenetics, which is where sort of genetic changes are triggered by certain factors within your environment. So very much a multifactorial, kind of disease.
Doctor, can I just cut you in there? Sorry, but I wanted to clarify something. Obesity or being overweight or struggling with food is not just about a lack of willpower. That's what you're saying.
That's 100% right. So what we're finding is that, I mean, for example, they've taken studies or they've done studies that looked at adopted kids. And they found that if you were raised by a separate family, you might be eating healthy, you might be eating well. If you had, parents who, particularly the mother who was predisposed to being overweight or obese, those kids were highly likely to track higher in a BMI than anyone else. And that's fascinating because that's removing them from, you're removing the original kind of parents and you put them in an environment where they're eating healthy foods. They're still packing on weight and have a tendency to be, obese or overweight. So we know there's a huge genetic component to it, as well as, there's a big hormonal component to it as well. So, for all those people out there who and there's millions of them who are struggling with weight, it's not just a matter of willpower. It's often your body fighting to hold on to that fat.
And I mean, I'm one of those people, so I can speak about personal experience, how reassuring it is that it's not just us, that there are a number of factors. And that's why when I know Flourish Weight Loss talks about a whole variety of contributing factors, it can be very reassuring. How does a drug like Ozempic, how can it be used and how does it compare to traditional weight loss methods?
So, Ozempic and the GLP-1s, and I refer to the GLP-1s because there's a whole bunch of them and probably more to come, but they've revolutionized obesity treatment because for the first time we're seeing clinically reproducible weight loss with our patients and a very favorable safety profile. So it's extremely safe. What we're seeing is very mild sort of tummy related side effects, but a medication that overall is extremely safe, which in the weight loss industry or in the obesity and metabolic health industry, we previously stuck with medications like Duramine, things like topiramate. So all of these had horrible side effects and led to a lot of discontinuation and a lot of safety issues. So this has kind of really opened up a door where we're seeing almost bariatric surgery, weight loss from a medication. Now, as you said, there's multiple factors that factor into weight gain in the first place. And if you're not addressing those, you know, I'd like to stress it's not just a take the medication and then you're done. You still have to put in the work and you have to look at addressing those core factors that led to the weight gain in the first point, whether it be your relationship with food, your understanding of nutrition and calories, poor sleep, high stress. All of those factors do need to be addressed in order for the weight loss to happen, firstly, and secondly, for it to be maintained. So it's extremely important to address all of the factors and not just kind of issue a 6-month script and say, see you when I see you.
So how does Flourish Weight, for example, integrate Ozempic and the other options on the market with traditional strategies like nutrition and lifestyle changes?
So we obviously are using medications only when clinically indicated, and that's a huge part of what we're doing is we're an online medical clinic, not so much an aesthetics practice. So we make sure that the patients who need it qualify for treatment first with the GLP-1s. And there's an eligibility quiz that you can take or assessment that you can take on our website to find out if you are eligible or not. Thereafter, we've got dietitians, we've got sports and exercise medicine doctors, we've got scope or obesity medicine accredited doctors who know how to work with GLP-1s, know how to work with patients with weight issues. And we incorporate all of that into a plan that brings the GLP-1s into our holistic treatment plan for our patients that addresses, you know, all the major things like nutrition, resistance training, protein intake, sleep, stress, all the rest of those, which we look at to make sure that our patients get the best results possible. And we're looking at something that is lifelong. We're not looking at quick fixes, crash diets. We're not looking to quickly melt off the weight and then, you know, put it back on again. We're looking to really make a big change for patients who are struggling with this condition.
Doctor, one of the concerns is that Ozempic and others cost a lot and there's limited insurance coverage. How does Flourish Weight address that? How does it help people who perhaps can't afford the drug?
Difficult question, and I think that's one that we should probably pose to not only the manufacturers, firstly, but secondly, also to look at the funders themselves, because there's a lot of patients who need this medication and who would benefit from this medication. And I think it's time that the funders came to the party and assisted assisted these patients with finances, unlocking finances, either through medical savings or through other strategies to try and make sure we can get this medication into the hands of people who need it the most.
Very encouraging, especially in understanding that it's not just willpower, but as you say, a whole health plan where taking Ozempic and other drugs can really just be part of the traditional weight loss methods. That's Dr. Patrick Bennett, the founder and CEO of Flourish Weight Loss.